Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and joining us this week is the Director of Special Programs and Advanced Academics for the Brenham School District, Lori Womble. And Lori, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. I have the privilege of serving as the Director of Special Programs and Advanced Academics in Brenham ISD. I manage programs for our special student populations, such as dyslexia, bilingual, and ESL, gifted and talented, and advanced academics. We have three beautiful daughters that are cadets here in Brenham, and we're thankful to serve in this great community of Washington County.
All right. Now, it's my understanding you'd like to speak with us about the Gifted and Talented Advanced Academics Program. I'm sure there are some parents out there wondering, how do they know if their child is gifted?
Right. So the state of Texas defines a gifted and talented student as a child or youth who performs at or shows the potential for performing at a remarkably high level of accomplishment when compared to others of the same age, experience, or environment. Gifted learners exhibit high intellectual capabilities and excel in a certain academic field. GT students roughly make up 8% of the student population in the state of Texas. If you're seeing your child has critical and creative thinking abilities above their grade level peers, they are very curious about how things work, they ask lots of challenging questions, and they have the ability to see relationships, they have a great sense of humor and an ability to learn at a faster rate, these are just some signs that your child could be gifted. On the Brenham ISD website, under Special Programs, Gifted and Talented, there are some questions that parents can fill out to see if they should refer their child for GT screening.
All right, and if a parent believes their child is gifted, then what should they do?
Okay. So every school year, Brenham ISD has an annual screening process for identifying gifted and talented students beginning next Monday, December 9th through December 20th. Parents, teachers, and administrators can nominate students to be screened for identification. Brenham ISD screens students for the GT program using a multi-criteria approach to selection with three phases of placement. The identification is based upon data collected from abilities test, achievement test, parents and teacher observation surveys, and student products from the KingGourd planned experiences.
Now, what do parents have to do in order for their child to be screened?
Okay, we have two options, online or on paper. Parents must complete the request for screening form in the parent checklist. It's located on our website, brenhamisd.net. Parents can either submit these forms online or turn them in person to Brenham ISD Central Office, which is located on 711 East Mansfield Street. Students who already participated in the screening process in the past but didn't qualify, it's important to remind you that students must wait a minimum of 1 year before requesting reassessment.
And what's the deadline to submit the nomination forms?
Okay. The deadline for parents to complete and submit the forms is no later than 12 p.m. on December 20th. It's important to remember that any forms received after December 20th, which is the last day before the Christmas holidays, the deadline is then at 12. They will be retained, and students will have to wait to be screened until the following school year in the spring of 2021. The Brenham ISD fall screening window only occurs for students who are newly enrolled to Brenham ISD. And also, I just wanted to add that during our annual fall screening, it's open to anyone in and out of the school district. So that's for anyone in Washington County that is looking to be serviced for GT services.
And when will parents be notified if their child does or does not qualify for the gifted and talented programs?
Okay, so the screening and testing occurs on campuses, and we actually go out to the private schools as well. And that starts during January 7th through 2020, and it continues through February. Then the Gifted and Talented Placement Committee meets to consider placement based on a preponderance of evidence. And then notifications are received only through mail, and they'll be mailed out no later than March 6th, right before spring break.
Now, once a student has been identified, when do they begin the program?
Okay. So parents first must sign off with written permission that they allow their children to participate and be served through the Gifted and Talented programs. And then the child will begin their first day in the program in August at the beginning of the next school year.
Now, what if a parent disagrees with the Gifted and Talented Placement Committee decision and they believe that their child is gifted and talented?
Right. We have the option for parents of any child not placed in the GT program has the right to appeal the decision, but this must be done within 10 days of receiving the notification letter. At that time, parents will have to submit additional information in writing to the committee. Then the committee will meet again and review all the data and determine whether or not the decision should be reversed.
And now, what services are provided by the program for the gifted and talented students?
Okay, so we have two stellar GT programs in the elementary and middle school levels. They're called Gateway and Challenging Scientific Investigations, CSI. CSI is a Brenham ISD initiative that provides an opportunity for second through sixth graders that are identified GT to explore science and technology as they read, write, and solve problems. They conduct experiments and apply science to their daily lives. Students who participate in CSI attend once a week for half a day using technology and other STEM-related activities to create innovative projects and research. They also participate in the Lego League, which is a statewide competition every year. Our sixth graders do that. It's robotics and also a science-related research project. Gateway is a fully immersed program for students in grades 3rd through 6th grade. So we have that at our elementary campuses as well as Brenham Middle School. Gateway is designed to build critical thinkers, problem solvers, lifelong learners, but we also have an atmosphere where students have choice and they have a lot of outstanding learning experiences outside of the classroom. On the secondary campuses, our advanced learners are served in our rigorous pre-advanced placement classes and advanced placement classes. We also have AVID. That's a program that helps engage students and be successful in these advanced placement classes. They provide multiple research-based projects and develop their own individual academic knowledge and skills in these classes.
And where can someone get more information about all of these services and programs offered for gifted and talented and advanced academic students?
Right. So anyone that's interested in Washington County of the different opportunities, which are pretty amazing, and all the different programs that Brenham ISD offers for advanced learners, we have our second annual Advanced Academics Expo on Tuesday, December 10th. Which is next Tuesday. It's from 6 to 7:30. We are going to have it at Brenham Middle School. It's open to anyone and everyone in the community. Students and staff members will be there to present information on advanced placement, AVID, CSI, Gateway, and Gifted and Talented. We'll have kiddos there from all the way from second grade up to senior level students. This event, like I said before, is open to the public. Please join us to discover what all of our amazing students are doing to create and innovate within Brenham ISD in Washington County.
All right. And anything else we need to touch on here this morning?
If you have any questions, feel free to go on the website and you can click on the link for my email and I'll be glad to answer any questions you may have.
All right. Thanks for being with us, Lori, this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
And our guest this morning has been Lori Womble, the Director of Special Programs and Advanced Academics for the Brenham School District. This has been the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel. We'll see you again next week here on KWHI.